fourth inning coming up. Watkins Baseball brought to you today by Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joseph, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville, Tom Kramer Incorporated, Rambo, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning of Richmond, Erkins Water, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, BNS Excavating in Belgrade, and Gilliland Chevrolet. They bring us baseball today here on KASM Radio. Kevin Kramer leads off the Clippers, fourth inning, and Kevin, 1-for-2 today, a double and a run scored. And the first pitch to Kevin, a shot right back up the middle, just about takes the foot of pitcher Pete Gostad off, and a sharp single for Kramer.
Well, that hit right where that mound rubber was, too, right where his foot was. Oh, that would hurt. What did
he have? I would have caromed probably over to the first baseman or something like that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I'll bring Lincoln Hogan to the plate. Lincoln so far today, 0-for-1, walked in his last at bat. Going on that first pitch is Kramer. Four sails into center field. Kramer digging for three, and he'll go in standing up. So it'll be a stolen base and a throwing error.
As a catcher today, you really want to aim pretty much right at the pitcher's waist when you're throwing down the second base. Kind of hit that ground. Look for the ground. Yeah. That wind is going to pick that ball up going to second base there.
So Kramer, his speed, you know, that's why you see in, like, college and Major League Baseball, speed, what a difference it makes
doesn't
the game,
ever.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, puts everybody on edge, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, infield in on the grass again with nobody out. Kramer with that stolen base and the fifth error recorded for Fergus Balls today. Pete Gostad on the mound. It's bouncing away from the catcher, and Kramer comes in to score the Clippers' fifth run. So a wild pitch by Gostad.
Wasn't that long ago he just started out with a single, was it?
You're right.
Still second.
That was a walk to Lincoln Hogan, too. He walked on four straight pitches. That'll bring Matt Geislinger to the plate. Matt so far today, 1-for-2. RBI single back in the first inning, and he scored a run. Strike called Matt, 0-1. Brendan Ashton on deck. Pete Gostad ready. And here's a slap single by Matt Geislinger into left field, a base hit. Boy, just like he did in the first inning, he did it here again in the fourth.
Right on the outside corner and poked it between that third baseman and shortstop. Nice speed hitting.
That'll push Lincoln Hogan to second. Still nobody out for the Clippers here in the fourth. And Brendan Ashton to the plate. Brendan 0-for-2. Two strikeouts today against right-hander Pete Gostad. Pitch to Brendan is outside a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes.
Well, you try pulling the ball like that. Basically, what you're going to do is pop it up, aren't you?
Yeah. Pitch outside, a ball to Brendan Ashton, and now 2-0. Buckman Billy Goats have responded with three runs off of the Rockies. It's now 6-3. Here's a chopper in the hole by the third baseman in the left field. Here comes Lincoln Hogan to score, and it is 6-0, Watkins. RBI single by Brendan Ashton.
They are fighting the holes, aren't they?
That one took a huge hop by Thomas Bosek over at third. And again, we see there was activity down in the bullpen, and it looks like we might get that draftee coming in here, Don. As out on the mound right now, that's going to be it. Pitching change coming up here for the Fergus Falls Hurricane in the fourth inning with Watkins leading 6-0. Nobody out. We'll take a 1-minute timeout here on KASM.
There are many different brands of TMR feed mixers in the farming industry, but at Dairyland Supply, we feel that we have done the research to offer you the best brands possible, such as Penta, Supreme, Kuhn Knight, Rotomix, Schuler, and more. Each brand has capacities available to fit any size operation you may have. Contact Dan or Randy today at 800-338-6455 to see what brand fits your farm the best. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
When the mercury rises, the last thing you want to be without is air conditioning. And no matter how well you take care of the mechanical things in your home, you can count on inconvenient failures. Grinnell Mutual makes it easy for you to add equipment breakdown coverage to your homeowner's policy so you don't have to sweat the small stuff. Prepare for the unexpected by adding equipment breakdown insurance to your home and farm policy. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Crystal R., Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
4 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 72, our current temperature here in Albany. More exciting baseball action coming your way from Milroy. It's Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cy. Back in Milroy, a pitching change for Fergus Bald, Donnie.
Eric Hennenkamp, the draftee from the Long Prairie Predators, will take over the mound duties right now.
So he'll slide into that DH pitcher role. Pete Gostad will probably keep on as the DH, I would imagine.
Correct. His DH pitcher.
And being Hennenkamp is a draftee, the only thing he can do is pitch. And he gets to face Carter Block right off the get-go with runners at first and second. And nobody out. Hennenkamp, big guy, big tall guy. First pitch, a fastball strike and 0-1. Dan Berg on deck for the Clippers. They kick the pitch, a swing and a miss. Carter Block chasing that high fastball. It was out of strike zone, and the count 0-2. The ball's two strikes. Third ball block up all this one back and out of play.
You watch what he's throwing there. That seems they're not moving much on that baseball, so I wonder if he's throwing a slight fork ball there in the last two pitches because there's not much movement on the seams.
0-2 the count. Curveball block right back to the net. And the count at 0-2 yet. Matt Geislinger at second. Brendan Aston at first. This one fouled back off the catcher's helmet. And the count stays 0-2. Balls, two strikes. Eric Hennenkamp ready. Time call by Carter Block. That's a good time call there.
I think so, too.
Hennenkamp was taking a little extra on the mound.
Absolutely. Time to do it.
Yep. 6-0 Watkins. Hennenkamp's pitch, strike three called, and Block gets caught looking.
You ever notice that when they do call time like that, when the batter's getting set to hit, you know, your hands get a little bit different, and you're ready, all of a sudden that pitcher's dillying around on the mound, so you might as well call down and get yourself reset.
All right, that'll bring Dan Berg to the plate. And the pitch to Dan, chopped on the ground to short, as Matt Geislinger hesitated a bit. They're calling the batter out. What is being called here? They have just called, I think, Matt Geislinger out for player interference and the batter out. A double play. They have ruled Dan Berg out. And Matt Geislinger was ruled out because they're saying that he tried to interfere with the ball.
Pretty hard for him to do that.
Oh,
Matt to do that. He was running into third base, and the shortstop decided to throw the third base, and Matt was coming in there standing up, and he hit him right in the back.
That ends the inning, I guess. They're going to call a double play there. And, again, too much umpire involvement, in my opinion. The Clippers scored two runs on three hits. There was one error and two men left on base. So we played 3.5 innings, Watkins 6, and Fergus Falls nothing. Back in a minute.
You know how just the thought of some things just make you cringe? Like walking barefoot across asphalt in August, sitting in the middle seat in an airplane. Or how about changing a diaper blowout in a public restroom when you're out of baby wipes and a spare baby outfit? We also know there's some folks out there that cringe at the mere thought of having to negotiate their way through the car buying process. People want the best deal up front and the most for their trade. We get it. We shop here too. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we've known that for a long time, and that's why we dumped the negotiating process and marked all of our vehicles with our best price a long time ago. Get into a new Chevy Equinox or Trax for up to 22% off MSRP. Plus, save big on the all-new Chevy Trailblazer. Save thousands, plus get Gilliland's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty with every new Chevrolet all month long. Buying a vehicle is a big deal, and we're here to help make your experience as pleasant and non-cringeworthy as possible. Stop in and say hi, or find your new ride at GillandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you. Yes, we've made it to the afternoon. Coming up on 3 minutes now, past the hour of 12 noon. 72 degrees, our current temperature here. Bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. We take you back to Milroy. More exciting baseball Class C action with Randy and Don.
I don't know. I'm going to have to get an explanation from Matt Geislinger after the game what all played out on that play. But we're in the bottom of the fourth inning in Tustin, Mann. At the plate, the count, one ball, one strike to Tustin. As Matt Geislinger delivers, and a swing and a miss, strike two, 1-2.
I think Matt could hit right in the small of the back on that throw from the shortstop over here.
Yeah.
Going into third base, and I just got a hard time believing that can be an interference call.
One ball, two strikes, pitch a little bit low and outside, and the count to 2-2.
I say I have a different explanation somewhere.
Yeah. Two outs, two strikes. As Geislinger delivers, and man, a line drive over Nolan Geislinger's glove into center field, a base hit. Leadoff single, Watkins leading 6-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. That'll bring the first baseman, Stanislavski, to the plate. Matt Geislinger delivers to Stanislavski, a strike called, and 0-1. Mary Heinen is down talking to Buddy Beyer, getting the official explanation. What Buddy and Tim Beyer are trying to determine from that last play is Stanislavski swings and misses the strike two, 0-2 the count. Well, two strikes. Geislinger on the mound. Mann takes his lead at first. And there's strike three called, and Stanislavski gets caught looking. So one out. I'm going to bring Sean McGuire to the plate. McGuire 0-1 today. As Matt delivers, and a swing and a miss, strike one. 0-1 the count. Matt looks to first. Dan comes home. Strike two right down the middle, and 0-2.
Keep throwing it there, right?
Absolutely.
Use the bat.
0-2 the count to McGuire. Curveball, and McGuire fouls that to the net. The count stays 0-2. Boy, this nice big backstop here sure stops a lot of foul balls,
sure,
doesn't
it? Goes down the sides quite a ways, big screened-in area.
0-2, a foul tip into Lincoln Hogan's mitt, and it pops out. That curveball, McGuire just got a piece of it. 0-2 with one out. Geislinger's breaking ball. McGuire bloops this to center field. Actually, Nolan Geislinger, I thought it was a bit deeper. Nolan at short will make the catch and two outs.
Kind of easy one, wasn't it? Little pop up
in the infield. And with two outs, it brings up now designated hitter Pete Gostad. Pete Gostad so far today, 0-for-1. Fly ball to right field. Man at first, and the throw to first. Nice stop by Brendan Ashton. That reminded me of a hockey goalie there. Ashton had to go for the save. That ball just about went to the right field fence.
That goes, I ain't doing that again.
We're leading 6-0. Swing and a miss by Gostad, strike one. 0-1 the count. From the stretch, Matt delivers a little bit low, and the count 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs and one on. They kick the pitch, a swing and a miss, and 2-1 now. Two outs, one strike. Two outs, 6-0, six runs, nine hits for the Clippers here through four. And a swing and a miss. Gostad goes down on strikes, and that ends their fourth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on base. Four in our books, Watkins 6, and Fergus Falls nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM Radio.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and two locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you. We are coming up on 9 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. 72, our current temperature, bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. We head back out to Milroy and more exciting baseball Class C action there with Randy Rothstein and Don Heinen.
All right. Thank you very much, Cy. Top of the fifth inning. Yes. We're getting further explanation on that. What we thought was interference, they assumed, the umpiring crew did, that Matt Geislinger interfered with the shortstop enough. He never touched the ball. The shortstop never bobbled the ball, but they awarded Fergus Falls a double play because they were assuming that was going to happen. Wow. Again, too much umpire involvement, in my opinion. As we go to the top of the fifth inning, being a former umpire, let the boys play the game.
Wow, that's a little different call. How are you going to assume that? But
yep.
I can see him if it's interference on Matt Geisling.
But he's got to touch the ball, in my opinion. And yeah. Keith Kramer at the plate for the Watkins Clippers, leading off the fifth, and Eric Hinnenkamp on the mound, the relief pitcher from Long Prairie. There's a strike call to Heath, and the count, 1-2. Breaking ball, Kramer goes down on strikes.
So actually, Matt took the brunt of that whole play, didn't he?
He did.
They give him an interference call, and an interference that shouldn't have been called, and he gets beaten in the back going in third base.
Yeah.
And because that was the base he was going to.
And you see it so often where a runner tries to maybe step over a ball or something like that. And
but he threw that ball behind Matt again.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
It was behind him. Matt was by him.
First pitch to Carson Geislinger, a strike called, and 0-1 to Carson. Carson beats this on the ground to first, knocking it down, and the flip to Hennenkamp covering Stanislavski. Kept it in front of him, and a 3-1 put out.
Well, I've seen Fergus balls, ground balls so far today. I haven't seen probably one of the ground balls feel it cleanly.
I know.
And the one that was feel it cleanly, he threw it over to first base instead. But
and the other one, the other one, he threw in Matt Geislinger's back.
That's the one he threw in the back.
Here's Nolan Geislinger, a chopper back to the mound, off a hitting cap, and Nolan's going to beat that out. I think Nolan's going to get an infield single there. Yes, he is. And it'll bring Kevin Kramer to the plate.
Once that deflected off that pitch, unless it would have went right straight to an infielder, we're going to get Nolan Geislinger.
You know, Hennenkamp had a step sideways off the mound there, Don, and when he tried to field that ball, it kind of came off of him at an odd angle.
Yeah.
Kevin Kramer having a day today, 2-for-3, 2 runs scored, a double out of that leadoff spot. And a curveball right back to Hennenkamp on the mound. He'll knock it down and throw to first. 1-3 in the put out, and that ends the Clippers' fifth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We played 4.5. Watkins 6. Fergus Falls nothing. More baseball in a minute here on KASF.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
If you're craving some really good food, then hop on over to Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville. The Broasted Chicken 8-Piece Family Pack has become so popular for families on the go. It's 8 pieces of broasted chicken, potatoes, and coleslaw for only $18.99. Queen Bee's can make your favorite homemade pizza or buns for the party you're hosting, and they'll have it ready to go when you arrive curbside or inside. For special events and catering, contact Doris, Jen, or Tricia at Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville. Phone 243-3975. That's 243-3975.
And we're now at 13 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 73 degrees. More exciting baseball action coming your way from Milroy. It's Randy and Don. And Randy, just got a score update. It's 10-3 over there at Colt Spring over Buckman.
Thank you, Cy. You bet, as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning in. It's Jake Anderson leading it off. The second baseman rips a foul down the right field line, and 0-1 to Jake. There's Geislinger's next offering, a strike called, and 0-2. Foley will be taking on New Prague. That's the next game here at Milroy this afternoon. We will not cover that ball game. We will have the third game of the day. That's Lake Henry and Jordan. That's around 5 o'clock this afternoon, so Don and I will be back with that ball game here on KASM. Anderson staying alive, fouling that breaking ball off in the count 1-2.
And we won't be going home between games.
No. Over at Springfield, 10-3, the Cold Spring Rockies leading Buckman. There's strike 3 called, and Anderson gets rung up. Austin Duffner is having a monster day. 3 home runs for the Rockies, 7 RBIs.
Wow.
You know, you could tell me that if it were aluminum bats, you know,
right,
back in the day, but now wood bats, and it's like, oh.
Apparently he's seen the ball real well today.
I think so.
But he's getting that, must be getting the right pitches to get him up and get him out. He isn't picking a small park to hit him out of.
No, he's not. It's number 8 hitter Dan Revering, the catcher at the plate, and the first pitch to Dan is a ball, 1-0. Revering has one of the 2 hits off of Matt Geislinger today. Pitch high and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. bottom of the fifth inning. 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Watkins. No runs, 2 hits, 5 errors for Fergus Falls. A swing and a miss by Revering. Strike one.
Yeah, 5 errors in a state tournament game is a little much to overcome.
Yeah. Tough to win ball games that way.
And you start out that way, giving them a 4 spot right off the bat with the 3 errors in the first inning.
Exactly. Revering, a long drive to right field. Danny Berg going back and makes the catch on the run. 2 outs, and Jake Heideman to the plate. Jake Heideman, so far today, walked in his only at-bat. Some of these jerseys that Fergus Falls has on are so brand new, as Heideman fouls it to the net, that Heideman's pants look a little bit
different color,
a little washed out. Yeah, yeah,
a little stained. Looks like they got all new tops the way it looks.
Yeah. Heideman a drive to right field. Dan Berg coming in a few, makes the catch for the out, and that'll end the fifth inning for Fergus Falls. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 5 in our books, Watkins 6. Fergus Falls nothing. More baseball in a minute here on KASF.
Gill Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has served Central Minnesota customers for years and would like to help improve your home's indoor air quality. As an authorized Pro Partner Rheem dealer, Gill Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of high-efficiency heat pumps, furnaces, and air conditioners. Partnered with the Remy Halo Whole Home Induct Air Purifier, it is award-winning and the next generation of indoor air quality technology capable of purifying every cubic inch of air that your central air conditioning system reaches. Designed to eliminate sick building syndrome risks by reducing odors and air pollutants, the Remy Halo Whole Home Induct Purifier is the best solution for whole house and building air purification. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com to learn more about the Remy Halo Air Purifier.
Good afternoon to you. 18 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, and we're at 73 degrees here as you're listening to KASM Albany, 1150 AM. Class C baseball action from Milroy. It's Randy and Don.
Thank you, Ty. Welcome back. Milroy's baseball park. Of course, we all know the story. Milroy came on board after New Ulm was awarded the state tournament, and their city council voted not to have the state amateur baseball tournament in their city. New Ulm was going to supply 2 baseball parks.
One was new.
One was brand new.
Yes.
And so Springfield was the other site. And Springfield, they continued on as we're going to have the state tournament. And then Milroy, along with there was a couple other cities that said that we would host it, but Milroy was awarded the state tournament along with Springfield, and Class C would be played at those 2 parks, and Class B, Shakopee stepped up and said, hey, we'll have Class B at Shakopee, and so that's where the Class B tournament's being held. And, you know, You were to Springfield. You just took a site tour. Haven't done a game there yet, but I've been impressed with what Milroy's been able to do in a matter of 3-4 weeks.
Very much so, because we went from Springfield over here just shortly after they were accepted as a second site here, and they got a nice field. Everything looks good around here, but they had a lot of people step up and help them out. They got some parking here just to the backside of us here. A farmer actually kind of donated his area, got it cleaned off, and he got a big area where he got parking, and it's real close. So it's in, 100 feet from our car?
So handy.
200 feet.
Yeah.
They got
Here's Lincoln Hogan at the plate, dragging a bunt down the third baseline, and Lincoln's going to beat this one out. Bunt single for Hogan here in the 6th for the Clippers.
And if you look off to the right of us where we're sitting here, they got a big church parking lot over there, too. It's all paved, and I imagine everybody just kind of donated and helped out, and they have some people come down to help with the field here a little bit more.
Pete Schlepper, Brian Schlungen, and also Mergen came down and helped get that batter's box.
Nick, right?
Nick Mergen,
yeah. It looks like they put a little like a artificial turf like in front of the dugouts here. I imagine it was a little bit probably beat up there, and then, nice job. Everything looks good.
Matt Geislinger at the plate. Matt 2-for-3 today. And Geislinger rips this one foul. And the count, 1-1. Yeah, we heard that Dassel came in and donated some help as to how to cut stripes in the field.
Yeah, with your lawnmower, I guess they showed him how to do that, and it looks very professional, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Balled out of play by Matt Geislinger in the count 1-2. Brendan Ashton waiting on deck. Clippers have pounded out 11 hits off of a couple pitchers today for Fergus Balls. He leads 6-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. Geislinger, ground ball to second. Here's the tag by Anderson. Throw to first in time.
Did he get the guy at
second? I don't know. He must have. Lincoln Hogan called out, although Lincoln's saying he never touched me. Anderson put the tag on him, according to the base umpire. So the four unassisted. 4-3 double play.
Got a lot of green fencing to divide this here now in between games and that green aisle. I guess they supplied most of that fencing, and it's kind of for the people that have to get out. So they just go outside the gate here, and they actually got it set up so that people that are waiting, they come in, they got like a bar area with burgers and drinks and stuff set up two ways, so you can buy it from this side or from the other
side. From the other side.
Very
yeah.
Nicely done.
Absolutely. Because not everybody can get into these parks this year. They have a limit. Rockies leading 10-3. That in the after four innings, Russ Kaltoff reporting some really long innings over in Springfield. As I'm not going to even say how our innings are going here, but we're in the top of the sixth. Let's just say that. 1-1 the count to Brendan Ashton. Two outs, nobody on for the Clippers. Ashton lays off that high pitch, and the count 2-2. Foley taking on New Prague next here in Milroy. The kick, the pitch, fouled to the net, and the count at 2-2 now to Brendan. 2-2. Watkins, should they win here today, Don, they will play next Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, I think.
It is. That will be in Springfield.
In Springfield, yeah.
And they would take on...
Pitch bounces away and the count full 3-2. Bird Island is awaiting the Watkins, Fergus Falls winner.
Correct.
Okay. Wow. That would be a matchup.
Yes, it would. One we like to see.
Yep. 3-2. Ashton, a ground ball hit slowly to third. Up with it cleanly. Throw it to first. Nice at first. Brendan's going to beat it out. Thomas Boski, or Bosek over at third, he played a pretty deep third there, Don, and he came in on the grass. And
not really aggressive on that ground ball,
no,
I don't think.
No. So an infield single for Brendan Ashton brings Carter Block to the plate. 12 hits for the Clippers. And Hinnenkamp's pitch is a strike in 0-1. Eric Hinnenkamp on in relief of starter Pete Gostad. Gostad went the first three innings today. And Block, check swing, this foul ball goes over the sports deck and out of play. Oh and two to count to Carter Block. Carter 1-for-3 today. Got caught looking on his last at bat. Ready on the mound, Hinnenkamp, and he'll step off that pitching rubber. Is back to first. Goes Brendan Ashton. Pitch low and away, a ball, and 1-2. Looks like Foley has showed up to the baseball park. They're getting ready to play. The 1-2 pitch. Block swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll end the Clipper six. No runs, two hits, no errors, one left on base. We have played 5.5. It's Watkins 6 and Fergus Falls nothing. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
The Rambo brand reads, we're in the business of making you look good. This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
You can trust Central Minnesota Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual to take care of you today and tomorrow. Serving you is our specialty because we make your needs our priority. Get coverage from the people you know will be there when you need them most. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Crystal R., Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency today. Call 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
27 past 12, and we have a temperature reading of 73 degrees here in central Minnesota. I do have a baseball score from Detroit. Yes, the Twins in the bottom of the first inning, losing to Detroit 1-0 so far. And Kenta Maeda on the mound for the Twins. Meanwhile, we head back to Milroy for more Class C baseball action. It's Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cy. Yeah, Twins got to get their act straightened out in Detroit. Here in Milroy, Watkins comfortably out in front, 6-0, as leadoff hitter Alex Hench in the batter's box. Hench gets behind in the count 0-2, and now Matt delivers a ball outside in the count 1-2. Curveball, Hench will follow that to the net. And the count at 1-2 yet.
Gardenhire probably enjoying that. Huh?
Former Twins manager, now the manager at Detroit. Yeah. 1-2 the count. Geislinger's pitch, strike three called. And Hench caught looking again. Three strikeouts for Alex Hench out of that leadoff spot today.
Not the best leadoff hitter for this.
No. Thomas Bosek into the batter's box. Thomas is 0-2. He has struck out once against Matt.
Like this umpire behind the plate, he lets you know. Strike call.
9 strikeouts so far for Matt. First pitch a strike, and now a drive to right field. Berg gets to it and makes the catch for the out.
He's been some action out in right field
today. He is. There's been a lot of balls hit to right field. Looking back at my scorebook, 4 fly ball outs already.
Yes. Yeah. He's up to the task.
You know, and the games we've seen Matt pitch on, there has not been a lot of fly balls in those games just because, I mean, he keeps the ball down a little in the zone.
He strikes so many out.
He strikes so many out, right.
He does.
Austin Mann in the batter's box. The first pitch is strike called, 0-1. 0-1 the count. Can hear the hamburgers frying behind us. Austin Mann takes the breaking ball inside, and the count 1-1. Even though we can't smell them, we can hear them.
Oh, can hear them.
And what does a
and they're good.
What does a hamburger sound like? There's Mann chopping it down the first base line. Aston will knock it foul and. The count at 1-2.
We want to put it into words. Good.
Good. There you go. Yeah.
But the wind has really let up here now in Milroy. About half the speed it was when it started.
You bet.
Our papers aren't flying away. And well, I should say Mary's papers aren't flying away.
Two outs, nobody on. The pitch, just swing and a miss. Man out and strikes. Geislinger with 10 strikeouts in the game. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 6 in the book, 6-0. Watkins leading Fergus Falls. We're back in a minute.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. We at Erkins Water are doing all we can to protect our employees and our customers while helping to prevent the spread of COVID. We are open to help you get that water as soft, clean, and odor-free as you want it to be. Call Erkins Water and let us help. We are seeing more arsenic, tannins, and organically bound iron in waters today. We have the equipment to clean them up. We now have iron filters that use less water to regenerate and still require no maintenance. All of our water softeners and filtering equipment regenerate on water usage, not days. And all of our systems include installation, sales tax, and a free fill of salt. Are you drinking enough water today? Are you concerned about the quality and taste of your water? Are you buying bottled water? Call and ask about our highly efficient reverse osmosis systems that make your water safer and taste better. These new systems do not waste near the water as in the past. Let us get your water as clean, soft, and odor-free as it should be. Erkin's Water of Cold Spring.
And we're now at 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Our temperature reading at 73 degrees. Right now, those winds are blowing up out of the south at about 17 miles per hour, gusting up over 23 miles per hour at times, according to our Community Technology Weather Center station here inside the studios at Albany. As we take you back to Milroy, more exciting Class C baseball action. It's Randy and Don.
Hi, thank you very much. Watkins Baseball brought to you by Gilliland Chevrolet in St. Cloud, BNS Excavating at Belgrade, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Erkin's Water of Cold Spring, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Richmond, Rambo, Tom Kramer Incorporated, Queen Bee's Barn Grill in Painesville, Dairyland Supply of Sock Center, Painesville Mutual Insurance, and Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph. Dan Berg will lead off the seventh inning for the Watkins Clippers, and the first pitch to Dan, a strike called in 0-1. Berg so far today, 1-for-3, and he'll chop and foul in the batter's box, and the count 0-2 to Dan.
That first pitch was right on the inside part of the plate there, too, and Dan did. Thought it was a little inside, so this next pitch was about the same spot, so he took a hack at it, hit it right off his foot, too. So he's
that's how inside it was, right?
Was, yeah.
0-2, Hinnenkamp delivers outside a ball, and 1-2. So that's just about extremes there. You were inside, inside, and now it's flirting with that outside corner.
Correct.
1-2. Berg, a shot to short. Damn, that's going to go off McGuire's glove, and Berg's going to be safe on the sixth there for Fergus Falls today.
Boy, that ball was hit hard. One hop to shortstop. Got his glove down, but he couldn't knock it down in time to throw him out at first base. So
thing is, he didn't get his body in front of it, though, right?
That's a tough one.
Yeah. They haven't flashed yet up on the scoreboard. We're waiting, and oh, they're going to give him a hit. So Berg gets a gift single. And that'll bring Heath Kramer to the plate. Heath 0-for-3 today.
I agree with that call. I do.
It was hit hard.
Tough play. Being a former shortstop, I agree with
that. And we get a little bias here. Yeah.
Well, you sit there and you take shots like that. You got to get a little luck once in a while.
Throw over to first base, Berg back safely. That ball kind of squirted away from the first baseman, Stanislavski. He was able to recover. Kramer takes low for a ball and 2-0 to Heath. Heath looking to get on track here in the state tournament. He's had a tough go so far. Carson Geislinger waiting on deck. Hinnenkamp delivers the breaking ball, and it's a beauty. Strike one, 2-1. She won the count. Hinnenkamp kicks, delivers, and on the outside corner, a strike called, and 2-2.
So it doesn't matter how old you are to come to a baseball game. We have a 12-day-old little baby down there coming to one of her first ball games, I would say. Him or her, I'm not sure.
A little girl, I think.
Girl?
Yeah. Okay. 2-2.
That's young.
Cold Spring Rockies leading 10-3 after 5 innings now in Springfield. This game in the top of the 7th. Swing and a miss by Heath Kramer, and he's out on strikes.
Cap's got a pretty good fastball when he wants to bring it. Throws a lot of off-speed stuff.
Carson Geislinger up to the plate, the left-handed hitting Carson. Facing Alex Hinnenkamp. And the pitch outside, a ball, 1-0 to Carson.
The Long Prairie Predators. The draftee, Eric Hinnenkamp.
Pitch from Hinnenkamp. There's a strike called, and one ball, one strike. Danberg, the base runner, over at first. One-one the count, and an out. Quick throw, Berg back safely. Some winners in yesterday's ball games. Isanti beat Watertown, Prior Lake over Kimball. It was Bemidji over Maple Lake. Base hit by Geislinger to center field, and on to third goes Berg.
Berg kind of spun out a little bit there around second base. He's coming up with his, like a little pain over there, doesn't it?
First and third with one out, and Nolan Geislinger to the plate. Bird Island won last night. And Nolan Geislinger at the plate. So far, Nolan here today, 1-for-3. And he'll follow it back and out of play in the count 0-1 to Nolan. Top of the seventh inning, 6-0. Watkins now with 14 hits already off of a couple Fergus Falls pitchers. Swing and a miss. And strike two, 0-2. Yeah, Hinnenkamp really took something off that pitch.
He did.
Nolan.
Got a couple of pitches here that are kind of interesting to watch. He's doing a good job out there. He's holding Watkins down here.
Carson Geislinger's lead. They kick the pitch. And Nolan Powell tips it at the plate. Just staying alive in the count 0-2 yet.
Nolan a little confused here, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Danberg at third, Carson Geislinger at first. And on the mound, Eric Hinnenkamp. The pitch right there at the knees. Strike three called on Nolan Geislinger. Two outs, and here comes Kevin Kramer to the plate. Kevin, 2-for-4 today, 2 runs scored, a double. Against Hinnenkamp, he squibbed one back to the mound. His only at bat against Eric Hinnenkamp so far.
Starting out their fifth time up here now on the top of the order. It's the seventh inning. That's a lot of at bats.
Yes, it is. Some guys, that's a career. Here's a chopper to short. McGuire will run it to the bag, and that will end the Clipper seventh. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. 6.5, Watkins 6, and Fergus Falls nothing. We're back in a minute on KFM.
Farmers, you work long hours to harvest the food that people around the world rely on every day. Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, was built with you in mind, and we're proud to provide your insurance protection today and tomorrow. That's why we're taking this moment to say a heartfelt thank you for all you do. Trust in farming. Trust in tomorrow. For all your farm insurance needs, see a local Painesville Mutual agent today at 243-7149. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Everyone at Dairyland Supply thrives on customer service, whether it be at the parts counter, on the farm site service call, or the sale of a piece of equipment. We make sure that our customer is happy. We carry the parts on hand for silo unloaders, Ritchie waterers, spreaders, TMR mixers, and a lot more. If you are having trouble finding a part, give Mike, Lashana, or Dan a call at 800-338-6455 because we are happy to help. If you have a barn, we have a solution.